Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
I'm Ed Tobias with some news and views from the MS Wire. People with multiple sclerosis have been waiting for this, a full-scale clinical trial testing the effectiveness of stem cell transplantation. The trial is being conducted by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, and it's enrolling people with MS at several centers in the U.S. and one in the United Kingdom. The United States has been behind the curve when it comes to approving stem cell treatments for people with MS. HSCT has been available in Mexico and Russia for several years, but it isn't widely available in the U.S. In the procedure, doctors collect a patient's blood-forming stem cells, give that patient high-dose chemotherapy to deplete the immune system, and then return the patient's own stem cells to rebuild the immune system. The system, hopefully, returns free of the cells believed to be involved with MS. 3 years ago, following a promising HSCT study, Dr. Anthony Fauci was optimistic but cautious. Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He said, "These extended findings suggest that one-time treatment with HSCT may be substantially more effective than long-term treatment with the best available medications currently available for people with a certain type of MS." But, Fauci emphasized, a larger trial was still necessary. It appears that trial has finally arrived. It will enroll 156 adults, ages 18 to 55, with a diagnosis of relapsing MS. Participants will be randomly assigned to receive either HSCT or one of the high-efficacy MS treatments currently in use. The participants, who won't know which treatment they're receiving, will be followed for 6 years. Investigators want to compare how much time elapses between the start of the treatment and an MS relapse. They'll also compare the newly developing immune systems of the participants who receive HSCT with the immune systems of those who receive a DMT. Finally, they'll compare the effects of the two treatment types on other measures of disease activity and severity, their cost-effectiveness, and the participants' quality of life. Dr. Jeffrey Cohn, the trial's leader, says we hope that Beat MS will clarify the best way to treat people with relapsing MS. Well, I hope so too. A study such as this is long overdue. But I think I echo the feelings of many people with MS when I express dismay that we're probably still at least 6 years away from approval of HSCT in the U.S. Scientists have been studying stem cell treatments for years, and it sure seems as if we're still crawling when we should be cruising. Also, why limit the study to people with relapsing MS? Why not include those with primary and secondary progressive MS? Am I wrong to think that they would benefit from HSCT just as much, if not more, as those with relapsing MS? What do you think?
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.